This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. That's one of the bands you can catch for free this week as part of a series of complimentary musical performances, which I believe is called Free Week?
That is correct.
That's Matt Riley, KUTX program director, joining me to talk about that and more live music in Austin. Happy New Year, Matt.
Happy New Year, Nathan. I feel like it's been too long.
It has been. But Free Week, what a great Austin tradition.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it right now. It's been going on all week, and it's going to continue through Sunday night. So this is really big for the Austin music scene. This is your chance to delve into the scene at very little financial risk to yourself.
Sure.
So maybe you're just paying for parking or a ride down there, or maybe dinner or something, but you're not paying a ticket price at the door. So the idea being that you see all these great local bands for free, and then when they play again with a cover charge, you'll pay that because you saw them for free the first time and you liked it so much.
You know, it's a good show.
Yeah, so you've got Free Week going on, and that band we just heard, Duncan Fellows, a former KUTX Artist of the Month. We love those guys. Kind of bubblegum pop, indie rock, but excellent musicianship going on in the songs there. And they're playing here on campus at Hole in the Wall.
On Friday night. Okay.
Moving It Downtown, a show that jumped out at me with a great bill at the Mohawk, also free. Otis the Destroyer. A former KUTX Artist of the Month, Palo Duro. Got Emily Wolf. Heaven is a place in my memory. The metal is rushed and the waters cry. Oh, stop loving things I can't love you back. And Los Coast. Okay. So that's a really strong bill. We're just scratching the surface here for Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
So
where's that show, by the way?
With that one's happening at the Mohawk.
Mohawk. All right. A non-free week show that KUTX is presenting downtown is also happening on Friday night.
Right. At 3:10 downstairs from ACL Live, you've got Camper Van Beethoven. Every day I get up and pray to John. And he increases the number of clocks by exactly one. And Cracker. I'll be with you, girl, like being low. Hey, 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 like being stone. The common denominator there, David Lowery, frontman for both bands. So you're going to get your early 80s fix with Camper Van Beethoven, and then your late 80s, early 90s fix with Cracker. A really great double bill, and it's very convenient to have the same lead singer for both.
Save on travel costs.
That's right.
So on Saturday, any other Free Week shows jump to your attention?
Yeah, a couple here. At Barracuda, a band we've been behind for many years now, Quiet Company. And then over in the neighborhood, right across the street, essentially, at Empire Control Room, a great soul artist by the name of Melat. You're trying to kill me. The way you send my heart a racing. Racing so fast I can't escape you. Oh, oh, sweet racing. Got me sweet racing. And she'll be bringing it there for free also. Again, just scratching the surface here for Free Week. So many good shows happening mainly downtown, some, you know, up hole in the wall spider house up by us, but mainly kind of centered around the downtown corridor.
Now, while we're on the topic of Austin's musical traditions, isn't it about time for the Elvis birthday tribute?
Yes, at the Continental Club, it's the 32nd annual Ted Roddy and King Conjure Orchestra's tribute to the King.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing that rock.
Elvis' birthday on January 8th, and so this is a big-time tradition here in Austin. This sells out. It is one of those shows that you don't want to miss if this is something that you're into, because it's a small space, super fun, and it's Elvis songs.
Sounds like a good time. That's Saturday night. You can always get the Austin Music Experience just up the dial, 98.9 FM, or at KUTX.org. And Matt Riley is the program director. It's good talking to you again, Matt.
Back at you.